Bom,
Corro aqui buscar.
Yellow. Can you hear me? You can hear me?
Yeah, you can hear me.
I can hear you very low, but I think that's fine. And Renee, what time does she get in?
She's at her desk.
Okay. I'll just leave it here until she walks in, I guess. She's gonna
Oh,
be in the
okay.
room, right?
Yeah, usually she comes in.
All right, cool.
All
Thank you
right.
very much.
Hi, Andy.
Hey, Renee.
You can actually pause the recording and start it once the committee starts too.
Once the committee starts, I can fall off? Or is that what you said?
No, can you pause the recording? We don't need to record until the committee meeting starts.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Okay, which is appreciated. Yeah.
I'm sure vice
So we
versa.
right now we don't have a student. I'm a said trustee, student member. I have to get a new one of those, and we don't have a lot of students right now.
Yeah,
No kidding.
like I don't.
They're in transition.
Yeah, it didn't occur to me that Gabriel was like gone. So
Well, he's like the head of.
not anymore. Now we have a new person,
Right.
but
He was
hi.
probably. Hello.
So we are at the very least down a student, so that's out of six, and I don't see
Hello.
Jordan, which would be your six. So we have
The
quorum,
okay. That's the
but it's
magic
only out
bar.
of six. So I've got to get you another member, and hopefully we'll have that by October. So
Just in time for me
I'm
to
testing Jordan
go
here,
off.
so
I'll be
is
turned
it?
down.
If
You have to look.
I would
You
like to
have to
start.
keep
So
track
do
of
you
that.
want to start? Do you
Yeah,
begin?
I'll catch
Okay.
up.
I'll call me or let's pledge
You don't
allegiance.
want to find out the last name.
Yeah. Ready? Yeah. I
I
pledge
pledge
allegiance
allegiance
to
to
the
the
flag
flag
of
of
the
the
United
United
States
States
of
of
America
America
and
and
to
to
the
the
republic
republic
for
for
which
which
it
it
stands,
stands,
one
one
nation,
nation,
under
under
God,
God,
indivisible,
indivisible,
with
with
liberty
liberty
and
and
justice
justice
for
for
all.
all.
Do we have anybody in the queue for public comment? No, we haven't heard people. Approval of minutes for April 9th.
I have a question. Do the questions come before or after the motion?
You can do
it either way.
Right.
It's,
Okay. We just
whatever
want to
you
be
want to do.
consistent.
Okay.
My question. I see that the questions were added to the minutes, which is very helpful. Is it possible to add the answers? For those
Yeah.
of us that can't remember the answers as we're reading this thing. 3 months is a really long time ago. You don't have to go back and add it, but moving forward could be.
Usually I do, but I can be more specific, I guess. No,
Okay.
one more detail, please. Okay, good question. Whichever order came in.
Yeah.
Okay, do you have a motion on the minutes? So
Motion.
moved.
Second.
Okay. Monica, Mike, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstentions? Opposed? Okay, thank you. Okay, financial update.
Good point.
Good afternoon. I hope all is doing well. What we're looking at is the project summary report for the Measure CC funding. And this is a summary of all activities as of June 30th prior to year-end closing. So all this is specific to Measure CC funding. And the highlighted sections throughout the document are reflecting any kind of financial transactions that have occurred since our last meeting. So as you can see, we had a change on cash, and it went down about $710,000. And this is due to several of our projects kicking off, such as our building F2 chiller plant at Norco, the library LLRC, called this LLRC at Moreno Valley, cosmetology at RCC, LLRC secondary effects at Norco, the Inland Empire Technical Trade Center project, as well as the Kona Education Center project. Now, this is a lot for $710,000, but this is also contributed to by the posting of our interest as we recruit throughout the fiscal year. And that came in about $2 million. I do need to take a side note and remind everybody that what we're going to see is that although we're seeing postings of interest to the cash, we won't see a reconciliation until after we fold our budget in September and accepted our adopted budget in September. And then you'll see some changes in here because you remember that we reconciled our actuals from the previous fiscal year, 25-26, with our budget. And then we add in the current fiscal year, 26-27, interest budget. So you'll see that here, but you're not seeing it yet until the end of the budget. We also see some activity down here with project commitments post project, and you can see that we have in progress projects. This went up about $21.5 million. And this was to establish the budget for the Marina Valley Library reconstruction project. As you can see here, the five-year capital construction plan, this actually was reduced by the same exact amount because the money came out of the holding account for the same exact reason and went into the in-progress projects. Now, as you probably noticed throughout the document, there were no changes in the non-Measure CC or other funding column. And that concludes my report. Any questions?
Thank you. Projects up there.
All right. This period we have seven board reports, and I'll talk to this one in April. The Board of Trustees approved 19-6 architect to provide district standard update at the total amount of 519 funded from the system. District standard went through like all our HVAC system, lighting, faucets, and all the system are standardized throughout the district for all the colleges. This is for long-term operational aspects to ensure that everybody all the companies use the same material and have the same system for several reasons, including operational problems. So, last time the update was completed in time called, and we felt after 14 years we need to update, this will be the update. All right. This is the closeout report for the life science, physical science, for business, law, and CIS, I feel like this one was often called here, but I'll call it not here when the opening. This is the closeout report, and the project took a conceiving from the continuous media model for 2012. And this money came back to the college and then
I have a question on you. There's a couple of these in here. I'm not familiar with this type of document. I just wanted to ask. So it does say that the money goes back into the funds, but I was interested by the multiple funding sources up top. Is that because we're looking at a specific project that had multiple funding sources in the beginning? It's not compiling. Okay.
That's correct.
Thank you.
So it's going back. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So it's not, even though we're finalizing this closeout report so that you understand that the project is done and this is the reconciliation of it. There's no Measure C money left for it to go back against the money that is going to go back against the other source. So they'll have that available to reallocate. And it is primarily, it's, I think it's going to go get some either RCC's general fund, like general fund.
Okay, so we don't ever see it again, or we don't have to.
No.
Not we, but just
can you explain that again? So it's Measure C funds that go back in the general fund?
No. So because it had multiple sources, all different amounts, right? But we've already closed out Measure C.
Right.
So the remaining funds are going to be RCC general funds that they put into the project, but we didn't need it.
Got it.
Okay. So same thing, there was a capital outlay allocation as well. We used all of that money. The only thing that was left over to the
I'm sure dollars accounted for.
Yeah, we do a full accounting of all the sources and uses of those funds.
This is the CC project, which is North College Center for Human Performance. Center for Human Performance and Physiology. The board approved contract amendment to be our architect in the amount of 212. This amendment due to adjustment in their labor cost plus redesign of the equipment that the design is specified is no longer available and has a long time. So we just have to switch the unit from one of them to the other.
Will the new HVAC coordinate with all the stuff you're doing in your update so they're all?
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. I mean, there was a comprehensive study to ensure the new equipment that has a thoroughly designed, will comply with all the open standards design and of the law. This is also a major CC project. It's the Benchmark Training Center. We authorize, at the board authorized, 38,550 to the project architect. What changes? There was a no request to connect the whole thing to the water sources, but was not part of the architect or not online, and it was added.
So that means the need for the water was identified later.
The western limits for water this way. Our assumption is the existing pipes that they requested additional meters and water speech to the pipe. We didn't know about that until we did all the diligence. We did the application and the all this. And the architect has to go back and design it and make sure that's going to be. Next, page 52. This one is the closeout report for Marina Valley Experience Services renovation project. And this is related to Major C. That's exactly the same scenario as the previous project design. The project of my saving of 457 from the overall contingency, and that this is a local general fund that went back. All right, 54. This is also another was a report for the Riverside City College gift certification to the old financial building. The project recognized saving of 19,250. So that basically closing out the project for sure. What are the left and the back of the project? All right. This is a contract amendment to Alma Strike is the sort of the planning consultant that helps the district with the main aspects, including the fact of everyone construction plan. But this particular amendment was to conduct a comprehensive space optimization study for the entire district, mainly for the lab and platform. So the board authorized $150,000 for their task order.
Question for that last one. What is the anticipated lifespan for that plan? Because space needs to change.
That's a perfect question. We are actually going to do the updates as well. It's kind of really evolving. The plan identifies significant opportunities, you know, for how we optimize our space. And that discussion is done, you know, with the colleges. And we are going to update it this time around to ensure everyone is engaged. So that's kind of really, we want to do it on an annual basis. But expensive, so we may do it every other year. But definitely, we're going to do an update.
It's, as Hussein was explaining, it's tied into the pilot well over capital facilities. So, as we're doing the utilization study, we're seeing where programs are currently housed, and then that projects the need for the future when we're doing applications under our 5-year. Capital outlay plan with the state, which also has Measure CC. So that's why it's a cyclical type of thing to constantly do that update. There's a requirement for us to stay into the state capital outlay program by doing an annual 5-year construction plan, and that informs that report that has to
with their own ideas. And
so that's why we have the a master plan mm-hmm. that helps to limit that. But there is still the stamp of new leadership changes that they want to have on it. But we push back on a lot of that because a lot of this is long-term time horizon type of stuff. And when we file with the state, there's not a lot of room for making changes like that, especially when it comes
to major
buildings. We can't really do that. We're very locked into the size of buildings and the type of buildings. And so forth.
And this is not based on feeling, it's based on the data. Really, we did get the data about all the grades on the class of things available, and you know, we're very easy to the data and find out how efficient all of the space is. So, really, data driven decisions.
I feel like that a lot.
I know, right? This last month, the board approved HED Architect to provide architectural services for the new project, which is the University of Applied Technology, in the amount of $10.4 million. This project is a state funded project. And also partially funded for the state, was approved as part of the budget for 2027. And I believe we ended up designing the
wall. Can you just spend a couple minutes briefly going over the process that we've been through for selection of architectural services?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have really a robust process of how to select consultant, regardless of the 10,000 or nothing. We have a pre-qualified list of architects, and the pre-qualification was based on an RFQ or request for qualification that we put together. It has a very high scoring criteria. Most of the scoring are really objective. We asked about the history of the firm, we asked about the performing project in the qualification, we asked about team capacity, about their financial capacity, about their self-consultant, delivering project on time. We ask also for client preferences from colleges, universities, as well as others. Project approach, experience, their quality management plan, their document control plan,
litigation, history.
Absolutely, and also their experience with Division of State Architect. And you know, we score and we select the top, I think we have about 20.
Yeah, it's not just facilities that's part of the community, the selection committee. Yeah. It's a group of representatives throughout the district that help to make that decision. All independently doing their own scoring. But what we try to do is we try to make this as say mentioned as objective as possible, mm-hmm. not subjective. And the last thing we look at then, based on the scoring criteria, is the pricing. So we want a balance of both. We want a quality product, a quality firm that's going to hopefully limit the amount of exposure that we have to change orders and errors and omissions mm-hmm. and that kind of thing with the price that we're going to pay to have the services.
Yeah, and then every committee members, you know, do the scoring. We tally the scoring by the company, we review them. Actually, for this project, we reviewed project, we went with five firms for interviews. And the committee selected HED, we went for contract verification. And the price actually here is below our allocation by 1.5. So we were able to also use our, you know, leverage for the verification power. By saying, well, you know, this is considered a process. The total budget is about 100. It's a lot of project at the college, but also for our
It's a project update. The Library Learning Resource Center. The good news from last time we met, we received the approval from the state regarding the program plan, and they give us authorization to receive the report.
scheduled delay of about 4 to 5 months in summary, but we succeeded with all the lines. We are on target to turn into the thing. In this project, we expected to be able to be offline by August 2030. This project also has a secondary effect, which is the upgrade to the parking lot, because the library will be built on the existing parking lot, and we have about 140. So we're going to use the overflow parking, upgrade it to regular accessible parking. So that's the idea, and then the other process that you can park today. Center. This is also Speed Finder department. When you see the authority of the working drawings in May 6th, we are in the process of finalizing the work drawing and serving PSA. This project is a global business. Norfolk College got help with the Center for Human Performance and Physiology. It's a Speed Finder project for the CC. The project is currently under construction. The project is called moving in the right direction. The underlying project, you can see the steel is already up down. There's a secondary effect with this project, which is the chiller upgrade with the central line plan. Great, and this one is the program next.
If the steel's already half up, why is it going to take 4 years or 3.5 years to finish it?
This will be up in 4 months.
Oh, I thought you were still on Beck Clark. Okay.
No, that's right. The steel is up, so we are 40%. Joining the steel will be done.
Right.
Allow the colors
that's much better.
To move. All right. The next project for NORCO is the Library Learning Resource Center and Student Services. Similar to the other two projects, we received authorization from the state to proceed with the working drawing on April 24th. We are in the process of getting the plans complete and subject to PSA. The occupancy of the library has also projected by new printer. This project also has a secondary effect, which is the demo of the student services administration campus resource center, which you can demo. But we have to relocate those services and see things like last time, so we are in the process of finalizing the design of the screen space to ensure everyone moves comfortably for the stuff. Corona Education Center, this is 100% the DCC project. We are in the process working with the colleges to develop the program's requirement for the center. Which will be potentially a large building that will be built on that center, which is and some other needs. So we are working with the college on identifying key programs for the project. And that will, this data will be also submitted for a public use permit to get signed by the policy. Our construction. This project will be delivered a little bit different delivery method, which is built. And this could go, this, if you can see this could go, assuming the city will be, you know, to get the permit on the city. Riverside City College, they have three projects, cosmetology. We are in the process of receiving the authorization with working drawings. We're looking forward. This project is going to be open by September 2020. far as the applied technology.
Oh, cosmetology is going to be the same site?
It's a new site.
It's completely new building.
Oh.
So,
where's it going to be? I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
So the existing building will stay as is.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have to convert that space for parking, but there will be new facilities by the.
It's right across from the facilities. Your maintenance and operations
by the pencil,
right next to the tenant.
All right, so down below.
Near the lower parking lot?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Yes, it will be built on the existing parking lot. That's what it's about. So, obviously, the plan also, for the whole parking lot.
I was trying to clarify if it was going to be in the lower parking lot.
That's correct. I just found the part that sometimes I was like, which campus? And applied technology, as I mentioned earlier, the board of architect, I'm going to start at the design and really have the company from some of the. This project is a lot of projects that take a lot of time. It will be open by fall. Normally, most of our projects are 15 in 4 months. Usually, this one will be in 30 months. Because of the size of the location as well. Also, this project will be built on the existing facility. Couple of facilities, the function of those facilities is to relocate somewhere else. We have been working with this big D and the old financial building. And we are working with the college on relocation plan. And this project completion continues after the start of the main project. But we're going to be in a time for smooth transition to the line in the public space before the start of the project. All right. Last slide is only the fire station update center. This is also the CCH project. We expect this. We submitted the entitlement to the city in May, received comment in June, but a couple of weeks ago. None of them are received comments, so we believe by end of the month, we'll resubmit final application, and hopefully, we get the site entitled by August.
That in collaboration with other organizations or other governmental entities that Technical Trade Center isn't the county involved with that? Yeah. So they have their own. Okay.
We got money from the state that acquired the land. So that would be the extent of any
other government
formal funding mechanism.
So they're buying the land, you're putting up the buildings.
Correct.
Yeah. But the other relational pieces, IETTC should be, while not wholly tied to labor, there should be a labor component. So there should be developed labor as partners in this, but that'll tie to the academic side.
Not the construction.
I mean, there may be through the design process consideration and engagement with those people, because there are members on an external board guiding it and engaging with RCC, where labor would partner and be at the table there. But I mean, it's fully going to be, it would be like the county trying to say, yeah, everybody else come feed into our plan. And we're like, we're going to do our plan and we'll take community feedback.
Right.
And those things will happen as a public agency as we get closer, as you do with every project. But there's no one else that's fundamentally designing it.
I mean, just to remind everybody, I believe you can probably have a couple of community events. I'll put invited people within the town circle right on the side. And Bishop Bishop, everybody inside, Karen and myself, presenting the project, the intent of the project, and really listening about marketing,
regular stuff.
But we have a very solid plan for those. We already thought about them. So that concludes my report. Thank you.
Any other business from committee members or future agenda items?
One of the items that comes to you all from a review perspective is the annual report. Was it included in the packet?
No, they didn't have a draft already, but
it just happened today. Okay. So we'll bring you to the October meeting. It'll formally be on the agenda for you. I'll have Renee send you all the link just so you got it. Again, the annual report is basically a repurpose of the minutes. So you've already seen these things. But this will be the document that goes to board for formal filing. Because that's how they get your minutes. So if there are questions, comments, please let me know and we can get those corrected before it comes back to you all. I think we meet again in October.
And it's just an informational item for you guys, but
yeah.
Ready.
Cool. Staff does a good job. We always try to update and rotate the pictures through so that they're current. It got tough as we got towards the end of the last year because you already hit the buildings for basically everything was done. So or too far along to do pictures up. But
you're still mostly Measure C.
Yeah.
The CC it.
No, we had,
didn't
it pass? It passed, but money wasn't in place. Right, we were in the process of merging or converting what are your current bylaws from Measure C to a joint. And so everything got merged in the CC. Your term started over again. So, sure.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. So the 2-year windows, when we took the item back to board, mm-hmm. We cleared with council and we basically, when the board took action, all of you got reapproved for that start date. So your terms will run through 27. And right. Obviously the student will be in a different position and we'll go from there. So. Oh, we could do renderings instead of moving forward. That would be awesome. When we get around to that, I'll have, we'll have graphics reach out. That would be great. Thank you. Yeah. We try not to, but that was it.
That's to happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think then there's no other business. Any other business?
Okay.
We're adjourned.
Thank you.
Sweet.
So sorry.
I know.
That's okay. You know, it's